At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hello and welcome to episode 749 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Monday. Hope you had a fantastic weekend, guys. We are down to the final four in the NFL. So pretty exciting here. We'll be looking at, in the second half of the pod, a very early sharp report for the NFL Conference Championship game. Some interesting early line moves and two lines that are very, very short. So how are we going to handle these? I have a stat that may help you kind of maybe lean one way or the other here. Obviously, we're going to take the what the market is telling us and try to make the most educated bet we can, but there is a pretty good edge on, in particular, teams winning outright when it comes to these conference championship games. And with short numbers, you're going to have pretty low money lines here, so stay tuned for that. We will have a five-pack for you today. It's going to be big college hoops night, three bets. I'm excited to share with you in college basketball. I got one in the NHL. I got one in the NBA. Looking back, last time we talked, guys, guess what? We did it. We went 10 straight winning days there on the pod, two straight, 5-0 weekdays, Monday to Friday. If you go back to Friday, 3-2, plus 0.48 units. NBA, we got two overs, which were nice. Our non-conference overs, Magic Pelicans, Warriors Cleveland. College hoops, 1-2. Couldn't get Richmond or St. John's, but did get New Mexico. And that late night New Mexico play basically flipped it from a slight losing to a slight winning night. So you'll have to see it. 10 straight winning days. Let's see if we can keep it rolling. Over the weekend, kind of a mixed bag. 1-1. We got the Jaguars, which was fantastic. Thank you to Doug Peterson being down 10 and kicking a field goal to cover that number for us against Kansas City. Cowboys, though, that one was brutal because the boys, pretty sharp bet there, going from 4.5. Down to 4. You actually saw quite a few books close at 3.5 here, pretty much across the board. It was 3.5. So got a decent number on that one. But Dak Prescott, again, I took the cheese. He looked great against, against the Bucks there in the wild card round. But pick after pick, just brutal. And just to end the game, I had flashbacks to the Patriots against the Colts where that idiot formation there for the Colts did the same thing. Zeke Elliott got rolled there. So Cowboys gonna cowboy. That one was annoying. Let me down. Lose by 7. You get a 3.5. But either way, 1-1. I would mention real quick, how about the return of the unders? Remember overs? What were they? 5-0 to start, or 5-1, 5-0, something like that to start wild card weekend. But as always in sports betting, regression. So you actually had an epic weekend with some totals here. If you took any unders, unders went 4-0. I did add a late play. This was a tweet from that I put out when I was getting ready for the Sweat Show on DraftKings on Sunday. But I saw a weather report, and this is really good. If you ever want to follow a good weather update here on Twitter for NFL, it's at NFL DFS Weather. It's only got about 5,000 followers, but I was kind of DMing this guy. I think he used to be a weatherman, but he put out a great insight into the weather in Buffalo. And I kind of piggybacked on that, and I said, hey, public's hitting this over, but it fell, the Bills game, 50-49. And these playoff high totals, I got to lean on this moving forward a little bit more, but when you're 48 or higher, take the under. It's 22-12 in the playoffs, 65% last five postseason. So probably should have leaned a little bit more on these unders. Maybe you added that late, but not a bad weekend overall. Again, 1-1 with our official bets. The ones that kind of were frustrating there is the Buffalo Bills. You know, the public, they got rolled there in the Giants game, which was a fade the trendy dog, but that was kind of an epic fade the trendy dog play for the Bills. They were sharp. They actually closed at a lot of shops minus six. Remember, they opened 3.5. So I know a lot of people were, not showing much respect to reverse line movement there, but that's okay. Flat earther's going to flat earth. But again, sometimes sharp plays lose. So if you took Buffalo, you lay the points, I wouldn't be kicking yourself too much. It was a public all over Cincy. Line went to Buffalo, but guess what? Joe Burrow is just too good. And we'll get to the early opener here for the conference championship games, which very interesting line moves on both games, which we'll talk about in a second here. But then the other one that I wanted to mention, of course, was the Giants game that was a fade the trendy dog that did come through. So it's a mixed bag. I think with reverse line movement, and I've been getting into some Twitter beefs recently, I don't mean to, but I feel like I have to defend. You heard me back on Friday, people going at everything I hold dear. It's kind of like, attacking your livelihood, your baby. So I got to protect my baby here as a data-driven contrarian better. But here's the thing. RLM isn't going to win every single time. It's like people are always excited to trash RLM when it loses on Buffalo there. They, neglect to talk about that under or obviously the Giants game. But whole point being, RLM guys, it's kind of difficult to give you a number. Like people ask me all the time, like, what's the percentage win rate for RLM? You know, I would venture to say maybe 55%. It's tough to diagnose sometimes because one person could say it's RLM when it's really not. And by that, I mean, where are you getting your data? With being a data driven better, the first thing you got to start off with is accurate, reliable data. So someone could say it's RLM when in reality, the line is actually going to the popular side, not the unpopular side, or they mixed up the opener. Some people thought it was a 3. It was really a 2. And the line, obviously, based on a different opener, is going to give you a different reverse line move interpretation. So I think that's important. To me, obviously, with percentages, we're going to use DraftKings, not just because, we're affiliated with DraftKings, but hope you know me by now. I would be honest with you at all times. And the whole point being, it's one of the biggest books in the country, and they're putting out their data. And why is it real? Because they get tracked by all of the SEC, regulators here. And if they put out bad info, they get fined. They could have their license revoked. So boom, there's our percentages. But then I also had someone tell me like, no one believed in the Giants. It was always the Eagles. Like, no, the Giants were getting like 65% of bets. So to me, RLM, it's hard to diagnose. Obviously RLM is different in different sports. Like if you told me, oh, there's RLM in a very obscure, late night college basketball game tonight. Well, probably technically by the definition it is. And reverse line movement is when the betting line goes in the opposite direction of the betting percentages. So, it lost on Cincinnati. It lost on Buffalo. Public was Cincinnati. Line went to Buffalo. That was RLM Buffalo. But it did win there with the Eagles. Public was all over Giants, yet line went to Eagles. Eagles rolled. So whole point being, reverse line movement is very important in heavily bet public sports. If you have, a college game, we're only getting 30% line moves in your favor, but it's like, Kennesaw State against Murray State, there's not enough public to go against. So reverse line movement is all about going contrarian and combining a bet against the public with a sharp line move against the public. So that's just one way to kind of explain it. But of course, again, it's not going to win every time. But here's the thing. If the weathermen or weather women, say that 10 times fast, if they are they going to get it right every single time? No, there's going to be a day where they tell you it's going to be a huge snowstorm and it's sunny, or it's going to rain and it's a perfect day. Or they'll tell you it's a great day and then it rains. Again, they'll get it wrong sometimes. But does that mean if they tell you it's going to rain today, you're going to say, oh, you screwed it up 2 weeks ago, so therefore I'm not going to believe you. I'm going to walk out of the house without an umbrella and without a jacket. No, you're going to lean on something that more often than not is right. Is it right every time? Of course not. But again, I think that's an important distinction to make here. But anyway, I digress. Looking toward today, guys, as I mentioned, we're going to have a 5-pack, 3 college basketball. I think it's a big college hoops night. I'm excited for college hoops. Also, I'm not going to get the main TV tonight, guys. You know what comes back tonight? The Bachelor. So the fiance is pretty excited here. We're going to do a Chipotle night and do episode 1 of The Bachelor. So that means all my sweats will be on my iPad, but that is okay. But anyway, 3 college, 1 NBA, 1 NHL. And then as I mentioned, we'll have a quick early report here for the NFL. And I'm going to tell you why I think it's a good thing to wait on these numbers. So again, favorites early, dogs late. That's something someone told me a long time ago. But I'm going to tell you why with such short numbers here and kind of lopsided plays to begin with, I think it's a good opportunity here to wait these things out and monitor and not bet these games too early. But again, some early leans, especially with a total that really caught my eye and a stat that might make you really interested. in one of these plays in particular. But anyway, guys, before we dive into all of our bets for today, if you haven't done it yet, quick housekeeping, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email, then you'll wake up every single morning for free to a great sports betting newsletter email straight to your inbox. So you'll wake up with great sports betting content, letting you know all the big games that particular day, great insights, letting you know, of course, what's going on overall in the betting market as well, particularly at VSiN. But today's newsletter, you guessed it, early Final Four line moves. So Ben Fox has a breakdown. I will get to Patrick Mahomes here in a second. That's something we've got to monitor. That's another reason why I think you should wait on that Chiefs game, because if Mahomes is, you know, good to go, you know, Mac Jones had a high ankle sprain. He was out for a month. And then, you know, you look at Mahomes, he's probably going to play, but does he get a good bill of health? You know, you're probably going to see that line move. So stay tuned for that. But you also get Adam Burke's breakdown, my sharp report, early sharp report here. So kind of get your wet your whistle here. Get you excited for conference championship weekend, which I think is one of the best Sundays of the year. Two great back-to-back games. I also get some updated Super Bowl futures. Again, early thoughts from the crew here on the championship games, promos for legal sports, take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. By the way, a week from tomorrow, we officially go live with sports betting in Massachusetts in person. Cannot wait for that. So I will see you at the Encore. But sign up for the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. If you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, you're using the free resources at VSiN, you're doing pretty well, but you say, hey, I want to do even better. I want to get even more. I want to be even more successful at sports betting. Okay, we're never going to guarantee you a winner or a lock or a guarantee because nothing exists. That's guaranteed, but we will guarantee you that when you become a member, you'll get everything we offer here to help you make the smartest bet that you can. So VSiN.com/subscribe. I've been telling you guys this. It's a great promo. Only $9.99, $10. You get covered here for everything for a full month. So you have full access, even if you just want to do it for the Super Bowl, like the prop bets, the big game. It's really a great opportunity right now for only $10 to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. But you'll get all the afternoon best bet emails, letting you know best bet picks from all the guests and the hosts at VSiN, live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles behind the paywall. And then, of course, those real and spectacular bet percentages from DraftKings that we use to our advantage to make sharp bets, all included when you become a VSiN Pro subscriber. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Then lastly, get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting convo never ends. Twitter is where we stay plugged into a real-time market, constantly moving, changing, and evolving. And we need to be the first to know, not the last, about things that could affect our bet. Breaking news, breaking injuries. You know, Patrick Mahomes, we're going to need some health updates on his ankle. That could affect the way this line moves. And we want to be get out in front of it and not be too reactionary there. So you can create a gambling community as well. Be able to direct message other people, talk about betting with people that you respect and you rely on. And of course, if you haven't done it yet, follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com. Questions, comments, suggestions, anything I can do to help you along in your sports betting journey, that is my goal. So with that being said, let's get to our sweats for today, guys. I want to start off with some college basketball, three games that caught my eye, and we will start off with Va Tech. Let's go Virginia Tech, baby. I'm going Va Tech here. On the money line, shop around, I got Virginia Tech at around minus 135. This was a play that I mentioned here in Morning Bets this morning. But a couple reasons to like Virginia Tech here. Right off the bat, this is kind of a fishy play with a kind of a fishy line move. So it's Duke at Virginia Tech. And again, Duke, the New York Yankees, you know, the LA Dodgers, these big franchises or kind of, you know, organizations that the public automatically name recognition wants to play. Those are typically the good spots to bet against here. So I like Va Tech for a couple of reasons. Number one, I always start with line movement. Line movement's going to tell you where the respective money is coming in. So the line is going to Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech opened as low as a one-point home favorite. I even saw one book open Duke minus one. Maybe that was an outlier. I think it was mostly minus one Va Tech. But right off the bat, why is Va Tech favored in this game? Duke is a big-name team. They're 14-5. They've won three of their last four. Meanwhile, Va Tech, talk about a team that's completely imploded here. They started 11-1. They were ranked, highly ranked. They've lost seven straight games. They're 11-8 now. So if Duke has a better record, they've won three of four, and Va Tech has lost seven straight, then why on earth did Va Tech open as a one-point favorite? Shouldn't it be the other way around? This is the hashtag wrong team is favored. Hammer the Dokies. The Dokies are an obvious play. The books are crazy. Again, that's what you walk into a bar tonight. That's what's going to be happening. Public's going to be hammering Duke. They cannot believe they're getting 2.5 points against a team that has lost seven straight. But again, if it looks fishy, if it looks too good to be true, typically it is. So not only did Virginia Tech open as a one-point favorite, They're up to -2, -2.5. Why is the line going to Virginia Tech if the Dukies are the obvious, easy public play? Another thing in betting is if it's obvious, if it seems too easy, again, those are the ones you want to be wary of. But right now, Duke is getting 66% of bets. They're a big public play. This is a 7 o'clock game on ESPN. So if the public's on Duke and they have a better record and they're playing better as of late, why is this line continuing to move to Va Tech? Why are the books who knew that Duke would be a popular play here, why are they moving the line to give out even more points to the public who wants to sweat Duke here? So to me, just from a fishy, this isn't an unranked versus ranked or anything. Both these teams are unranked, but a fishy line move. Why is kind of the worst team favored here? Obviously, you give a little credence to home court advantage, but even with that, you'd probably think Duke should be favored here. Public's on Duke. Line's going to Va Tech. I love the Hokies here. Now, you guys know me. I'm a money line guy when it comes to these short favorites. I don't mess around in college in particular, especially with meaningless buckets there to either win your bet or lose your bet. But this is a money line play. -135. Here's another reason why you might want to go money line here. Pay a little extra juice. Virginia Tech is expected to win by 1, according to Ken Pom. So he has them winning, but only by 1. So if you're laying at 2.5 now, again, you don't really have that Ken Pom edge. Couple things to bank on Va Tech here, aside from the data, the line move, the contrarian, fishy, fade the trendy dog play. Better shooting team, 46% versus 43%. I think they come out completely desperate here, having lost 7 straight, trying to get back in the win column. But then also, you guys know by now, home road is huge in college basketball. Duke is only 1-3 on the road. Va Tech, despite having lost 7 straight, they're 8-2 at home. So to me, this is a great spot here to take the fishy play, back the Hokies with this reverse line move, public on Duke, line going to Va Tech. And again, why is a team with the worst record who's lost 7 straight favored over the high and mighty Dukies? Again, looks too good to be true. I am on Va Tech here on the money line, -135. Next bet for me, similar vein here. Let's go Baylor. I'm on the Baylor Bears at home against Kansas. Give me Baylor here on the money line. Shop around. I got Baylor at -130. Couple reasons to like Baylor in this spot. This isn't an unranked home favorite ranked opponent, but it's kind of a gambler's fallacy play. And what gambler's fallacy is, if you don't know about it, I wrote about it in my book. It's basically you see something happen quite a bit in a short amount of time, you automatically say, "Oh, let me bet the other side because it's due. It's got to go the other way." You know, perfect example here, and I researched this when I was writing my book, but at Monte Carlo in Monaco, there's a legend. You know, I don't know if it's completely. There's no like tape of it. It was like 100 years ago, but apparently the legend goes that it landed on either red or black. Let's just say black. It landed on black apparently 26 times in a row at the roulette table. And everyone at the casino, once it landed 5 times in a row, 6 times in a row, 7 times in a row, every spin, because it kept landing on black, the entire casino kept betting red, saying, "Hey, it's gotta go red here. It's been black so many times. It's gotta go red." But it did go red eventually, but it took 27th turn, I think, is when it finally flipped the other way. So point being here is, you know, don't just bet something because you expect it to be due or it has to go or it's got to go the other way. And the example here would be Kansas. Kansas is a great team. I actually think maybe buying low on Kansas. I don't know their updated futures here to cut down the nets, but they've lost 2 straight. You're definitely getting better number right now. Maybe you wait. Hopefully they lose this one because I'm on the Baylor money line. But Kansas is a great team. They are number 2 in the country. They're 16-3, but they've lost 2 straight games. So the gambler's fallacy here is that, yeah, Kansas is great. There's no way they lose 3 in a row. It just can't happen. There's no way. It's got to be a Kansas win tonight. Because Bill Self and these great players, they won't allow it to be 3 straight losses. But again, that's injecting your bias. That's falling into the gambler's fallacy trap. What's the market telling us? Now, this line did dip a little bit. You know, a lot of these books opened. I saw mostly -2s. I saw 1.5 here. Toward Baylor, it got up to 2.5. I think you did see some. I think it even maybe got to 3. I think, and it came back down a little bit. Now you're back to around 2 here. So again, there was a little bit of buyback here on Kansas, but this is a good spot in my opinion to back Baylor. Even though it's dipped a little bit, line's still showing Baylor as a favorite, and that's important because Kansas is getting 70% of bets. So public's all over Kansas. It's a 9 o'clock game. What I love about this is Duke Va Tech, Kansas Baylor. Both games are on ESPN back to back, so you don't even have to change a channel here tonight, which is great. But anyway, Baylor, no slouch. They're 14-5. They're ranked 21 in the country. They've won 4 straight. But right off the bat, why is number 21 Baylor favored over number 2 Kansas? Again, fishy doesn't make sense, just like that Va Tech Dukie game here. Ken Pom does have Baylor winning by 2 points. So again, not much of an edge here. They're favored by 2 right now. But I'm going to go money line again, shop around. I got them at -135, -130 actually. And then also Baylor 8-2 at home. They played great at home here, but this would be the ultimate gambler's fallacy. It's a contrarian play on Baylor. Again, you're getting a home favorite only getting 30% of bets just from a pure bet against the public standpoint. Great angle there. But it's the fact that you have this obvious play to take Kansas. Gambler's fallacy. No way they lose three straight. That's what the public's saying here. And again, maybe they win. I hope they don't. I'm on Baylor money line here. But this is the sort of play that you never want to place a bet just because of that line of thinking. You want to place a bet. Again, in my opinion, there's different ways to bet on sports. But basically, the market's telling you that a play is sharp. Contrarian, you have good betting systems, you got good bet splits, you got good advantages here in different stat categories. That's really the way I like to bet on sports. So again, this is a fade the trendy dog, gimme Baylor on the money line, -130. Here's my last play of the night for college basketball. I got three money lines, trying to get two or more of these. But Nevada's actually ticked up even higher here. When I was doing the morning bets pod this morning, I was highlighting Nevada as a play, and that was a Josh's Sweat at -2.5 on the money line. So at the time, I think they were -145. Well, again, gift and a curse, because Nevada is now up to -3.5. So a little bit of market steam there from the morning bets pod. Probably not, but again, I'll take some credit from that. Let's do it. Again, Nevada here opening, again, as I mentioned, -2, around there, got up to 2.5. Now they're up to 3.5. They moved 2.5 to 3.5 just since this morning. So line continues to go to Nevada. This would match a really good system. This one also matches on Virginia Tech. But if you are a conference short home favorite with a line move in your favor, so you're favored by 5 or less in a conference game, if you lay the points at 71-59, 55% with a 4% ROI, this kind of proves my point of why I like to go money line here. If you money line that same exact parameter there, it's a favorite of 5 or less, you're at home, conference game, line move in your favor. On the money line, it's 102-62. Straight up 62% with a 5% ROI. So your return on investment is actually about 1% higher by money lining these short favorites versus laying the points. And that's because, again, if you lay 3.5 here in Nevada, they win by 1, 2, or 3, you lose your -3.5. Whereas if you pay a little more of a price here in terms of the juice, you're going to get that win there. So again, this is why, and again, that's proof is in the pudding here. I have a lot of people tell me, you know, why do you money line short favorite? Just take the spread. You're saving the juice. Well, I do that because, again, if you lay the points and you only win by 3, you lose your bet. And again, by money lining instead of laying the spread there on those money line short favorites, you're actually a 1% higher return on investment. So give me Nevada. Again, I got a -145 this morning. You're now looking at a -165. So again, good thing, bad thing. Good thing that the line continues to go in a sharp play that we identified this morning. Not so great that the lines move so much. Now you're not getting the best of the number, but shameless plug again, listen to morning bets, hopefully get you some closing line value here. But really good percentages here on Nevada. Nevada is only getting 41% of bets at DraftKings, but 86% of the money. So that is a huge, huge low bets, higher dollars bet split there. That's a contrarian favorite with a big discrepancy there in terms of smarter money. Again, only 4 out of 10 tickets, but almost 9 out of 10 dollars. Telling you big money here is on Nevada. Nevada also, KenPom has them winning by 3. So again, that's why I'm not going to lay the 3.5 here. I'm going money line. Nevada is 9-0 at home. For those in the back, 9-0 at home. Let's see if we can make that 10-0. Give me Nevada. Late night sweat, 9 o'clock. Nevada on the money line at -165. So three bets here tonight: Vatek -135 on the money line, Baylor -130 on the money line, and Nevada -165 on the money line. Let's see if we can get two or more of those. And dare I say, can we get all three? We shall see. Let's at least get two. But anyway, guys, we're going to take a very, very short break. We're halfway through our pod, but we got more to get to. I told you I had a 5-pack. We just did 3 college. Let's do now 1 in the NHL, 1 in the NBA. And then probably what you've all been waiting for, I'm not going to bet these numbers right now, but I think we're going to file away a few things here. And I'll give you some good stats, some good betting systems for conference championships. And I'll give you a couple reasons why I think we should wait. But as of right now, what's the market telling us? I will tell you that when we return on episode 749 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, approaching betting from a sharp, data-driven, contrarian angle, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties. And they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits to let you see exactly where the money and the bets are moving on every game, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the Super Bowl, as well as the conference championship games to let you know where our experts are at for each game, including bracket breakdowns, best bets, and all the big game props. So don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99. so you can become a part of the Sports Betting Network. That's VSIN/subscribe. All right, everyone, we are back at it after extending our winning streak there to 10 straight days, Monday to Friday, 2 weeks in a row, 5-0. Let's see if we can start off with a winner here tonight. Decent weekend. Again, Friday, 3-2 plus 0.48 units. Weekend, 1-1. Got the Jags, couldn't get the boys. And I'm actually kicking myself because Johnny Walker, not pour yourself a glass of Johnny Walker, but that was a BetMGM really good bet split there that cashed in the UFC. I don't know if anyone played it. I didn't mention it, but I'm kicking myself. I looked at it a little bit too late to put it on the pod, but that was a really good low bets higher dollar hit there for Walker. But anyway, looking toward today, we recapped a little bit of the divisional round. We talked college basketball, three bets here tonight, Vatek, Baylor, and Nevada, all on the money line. Now let's go over to some other sports for tonight. First bet for me in the NHL. Only got one play for you. Give me the Toronto Maple Leafs. Give me the Leafs here. I almost said Blue Jays. You can tell I'm thinking about baseball here. But anyway, I'm thinking about baseball. You know why? Because I'm staring out the window, and I'm seeing a huge snowstorm here in Boston. So one of my favorite quotes of all time, Honus Wagner, who I think might still have the most expensive baseball card of all time. But Honus Wagner, someone asked him, what do you do in the winter with no baseball? And he said, you know what I do? I stare out the window and I wait for spring. So that's what I'm doing here is I'm looking at a huge snowstorm here. But we were due for snow. It's been like the least snowy winter I've ever seen here in Boston. But we got hit with, I don't know, close to a foot here last few days. And it's back at it today. But anyway, with that being said, I guess it makes sense. We're talking hockey when it's cold out. So anyway, I'm on the Leafs. Bet this game earlier today. This was one of Josh's sweats as well in the Morning Bets pod. But give me Toronto. I got Toronto at minus 225. Now they're around minus 230. Again, bet trust, not bet to win. You're always risking one unit if you're going to bet the way I would suggest a bet. That way, if you lose a bet, you only lose one unit. Again, any bet you make, it's just a one-unit loss. Protects you if you're going to take some favorites from getting cleaned out if you have a bad night. So again, I'm not risking 2.3 units to win one unit on Toronto. I'm just risking my one unit trying to get a little less than a half unit back. But a couple reasons why I like Toronto here. Number one is a line move. They open around minus 200 tonight against the Islanders. You're now up to minus 230. I even see some books minus 240 now. It's really creeping up here. But would match one of my favorite systems, non-division steam. So if you are a matchup here between two teams in two different divisions, you take the team getting big steam, 10 cents or more in their favor. Those teams are 240 and 147, 62% this year. That's an 8% return on investment. If you bet $100 in every one of those bets, you're up over $3,000 here so far this season. So good match there with Toronto. Kind of a tired spot for the Islanders. They're playing their fourth game in 6 days, so hopefully that catches up to them. Toronto is 23-16 as a favorite. They're 17-3-4 at home. So been great as a fave, great at home. And the Islanders just 10-17 as a dog, 10-11-3 on the road. Better offense here, 3.4 goals a game versus 2.9 for the Islanders, and much better power play. When you can throw out Austin Matthews and Tavares and Mitch Marner and Nylander and all these great players, hopefully we can score some goals here on the man advantage. 24% for Toronto, just 17% for the Islanders. And also, perfect example, I didn't play this game because this line was just way too high. Like, I don't really go much more than this in hockey, minus 225. I don't even really like going up that high in general, but I think if there's value, there's a reason to bet it. But like, I would never lay a minus 380. You know, did you know what happened last game? Toronto, I was at, I think on Saturday, they were minus 380 against Montreal. That's like, I remember it was Verlander and Gerrit Cole when they were both on the Astros a few years ago, and Baltimore was one of the worst teams in baseball. But like two straight nights, it was Cole and Verlander, both like minus 500. I think they either lost one of them or both of them. But whole point being, that's why you bet Tristan Betwin. I wouldn't lay a minus 380, but if you did, maybe you go, you know, puck line, or maybe you take a shot on the dog, or maybe you just lay off entirely. That's probably your best bet there. But anyway, just to kind of prove my point, if you did like Toronto there, you risked one unit and you lost one unit because they lost. But if you bet to win, you had to risk 3.8 units to win one unit. And that means instead of losing one unit on Toronto against Montreal at minus 380, you ended up losing almost four. So that's kind of the perfect example of why you want to bet to risk, not bet to win, and always only risk one unit. But my whole point being is not just to say, you know, perfect example why you should bet Tristan and bet to win, but they were a huge favorite there. You know, did they know they were minus 380? No, but they knew they were the better team and they lost and it was a bad game for them. So I think you're going to bounce back and hopefully play well tonight. That's my point. You have a bad loss, bad taste in your mouth. You want to get right back out there and get a winner. So that's another reason why, to me, maybe you get a good effort here out of Toronto at home where they've really done well. So give me Toronto minus 230. Last bet for me, I got one bet here for you in the NBA. We didn't have a ton of non-conference overs, and a lot of these totals are really, really high tonight. Like, pretty much everyone is like 240 or more. But one that did catch my eye, I'm going to take a shot in the Celtics and the Magic over 229.5. Try to find 229.5. If not, it's a 230 because you're kind of right on the edge here. But a couple reasons to like this number. It is a bit of a buy low over system match. This game actually opened with a total as high as 232. Got down to 229.5. Again, starting to tick back up to 230. But it is a buy low over. It would also be a sweet spot over. So if you are a total in a non-division game between 225 and 230, take the over. It's 86-64, 57%, 10% ROI. So that would match here with this Celtics Magic over. Also, Orlando is 25-21 to the over, including 14-9 to the over at home. Orlando is 4-2 to the over their last six, and they're 6-1 to the over their last seven at home. And a couple reasons why I like this over, aside from a buy low over system match and pretty good angle here to take the over with kind of the matchups here in terms of, you know, good defense, bad offense. But to prove that point, Boston is number one offensive efficiency this year. Orlando is number 22. So I'm expecting some points in this one. This was a game that was kind of the only buy low over system match. Every other total today, you know, has ticked up here pretty much. So to me, it's a good spot to maybe back one of your lower totals of the day to hopefully go over here. So give me the Celtics and the Magic. Again, I got over 229.5, shop around, try to get that 229.5. If not, I'll take that over 230. But that is Celtics Magic over 229.5 or 230. Now over two. Again, that was our five pack here for tonight. But let's keep an eye here on the best Sunday of the year. Not just Super Bowl Sunday, but how do you not like two straight really big championship games? Cincy and Kansas City, San Fran and Philadelphia. A couple things to talk about here. Number one, let's start with the early game, San Francisco and Philadelphia. This was a move right off the bat toward Philadelphia. Philadelphia opened as low as a -1.5 point home favorite against San Francisco. They're now up to -2.5. And again, do they get to three? That's something that I always look toward. You know, if you get to a key number, do you go through the key number? Do you just blow right through it? Or is there resistance? Is there buyback? Do you start to see some San Fran +3 money come in? Now, Philadelphia is definitely the popular bet. Again, but by popular on a Monday, you know, again, when you look at betting percentages, they're always real. We get them straight from DraftKings and their feed, but they're more meaningful, I should say, when you get closer to game time, when the public gets a few days here to put their bets in, think about it, the media narratives get hammered in, media bias gets hammered into the wavelength of all the public bettors here to kind of entice them one way or the other. So let's let the bias build up. Let's let the bets build up. But as of now, you're getting 80% of bets here on Philly. They're the public play, but they're also getting the line move. So it tells me that right off the bat when this line opened, Philly -1.5, a lot of money came in here on Philly to cause this line to rise. Now, the stat that I wanted to mention to you guys is conference championship games. If you just look at conference championship favorites straight up. So conference championship game, take the favorite. Don't even worry about the point spread. It'll make sense here because these spreads are so low. It's not like, teams -10 and they're a huge money line bet, but these are low numbers. But anyway, conference championship games, take the favorite. They win the game straight up 26-12, 68%. Now, if you had money line them all here, you're really not making any money. You're pretty much break even because on all those favorites, you'd have to lay a minus number. But whole point being, typically in conference championship games, AFC, NFC, the favorite wins the game. They win the game. They don't always cover, but they win the game. So again, even though Philly's a big public play, you have that angle in your back pocket and you have the line moving toward Philly here. So that's something just to keep an eye out for. Now, the other thing to keep an eye out for here, maybe a little bit of over money. I mean, I did see at least a couple books. I feel like I saw 45 that got up to 45.5. I see one book maybe creeping up to 46. It is juiced up a little bit. It's tough for me to bet any kind of overs right now. Early forecast here, weather-wise, 40s, 10-mile-per-hour winds, nothing crazy here. When you get to, obviously, you started the playoffs where overs were crushing it. Unders went 4-0 last this past weekend. To me, when you get to conference championship games, what's kind of crazy is the over is, I have this right here, the over the last about, 20 years almost, is 22-13 to the over, 63%. But as of right now, it's a big public over, and it really hasn't budged at all. So that's kind of a wait and see for me. Again, Philly's intriguing, but they're very public, but you do have that conference championship favorites doing very well straight up. But the other thing is San Fran. Do you tease them up 2.5 to 8.5? Go through 3, go through 7. So it's a wait and see for me. I think I lean Philly based on this line move and that good system match. On the money line here, Philly is -145. So that's kind of my first thought here. But again, if Philly continues to get 80, 90% of bets, again, that's going to give me a little bit of heartburn here. But at least you do have that angle of those home teams doing well. So that's kind of the update there, line move to Philly. The one that's really interesting to me, the 6:30 game, Cincy and Kansas City. Now, there's a couple things going on here. Number one, undeniably, this line has moved to Cincinnati, I should say. A lot of these books open Kansas City as high as a 3-point home favorite. The line is now down to 1. And I see some books maybe even going down to a pick 'em. So all movement here has been toward the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, if we just go off that -1 Kansas City, they would match, conference championship favorites here, winning these games 68% of the time. If you are a conference championship home favorite, you're actually even better. 72% of the time you win, 23-9. That would also match there with Philly. But here's why, a couple things. Cincy's the big public play. They're getting 76% of bets here. I get it. Burrow's unbelievable as a dog. He's been did it again there against Buffalo. He's now 16-7 ATS as a dog, 70%. You'd match with a road dog, 62% over the last 5 years here in the playoffs, as well as a playoff dog with a line move in their favor, 68% last 5 years. Again, big public play Cincinnati. They've won 3 straight here against Kansas City. But here's why I don't think you should just run and go bet Cincinnati right now. Because Patrick Mahomes. Now, this is going to be something that, we always talk about, being glued to Twitter and following local beat reporters and getting injury information here. But to me, the Patrick Mahomes ankle injury is going to be something to monitor all week long. Now, I think it was, Greg Olson, who I thought was pretty good there on the call for San Fran and Dallas there. I don't know if it was Olson or someone else. Maybe it was Gronk. I don't know who said it, but they said something about high ankle sprain. When it happens, you can kind of, shoot it up and tape it, and you can get through the game based on adrenaline. But over the next couple of days, it's going to balloon like to the size of a softball. So they're saying Mahomes is probably on crutches, getting treatment 24/7. So whole point being, if Mahomes is hobbled, the line's already moved to Cincy. You're not really getting much equity now in the line. But if Mahomes, maybe it's a mild high ankle sprain, maybe it's not as bad as people think. Maybe there's a Schefter tweet coming up that says, oh, he's doing well and the swelling's gone down and he's feeling good and looking good. And maybe you get some videos of, him on the practice field moving around, looking mobile. If that's the case, I think this line shoots back up to Kansas City. To me, this is all about Mahomes. It was partly Cincinnati, obviously just Burrow being amazing and, you know, doing it again yesterday as a dog, and they've had the number of Kansas City. That's partly why the line moved to Cincinnati, +3 to +1. But I think it's also partly Patrick Mahomes. Right now it looks pretty bad, but do we get a good report that his ankle sprain is not as bad as we think, or he's improving? If that's the case, that -1 Kansas City probably gets closer back to -2, -3. So to me, there's no reason to bet these games right now. It's important to file away what we've seen thus far and kind of take it with a grain of salt. But if you look toward last week, you know, I bet my games too early. Even I fell into that trap of, you know, I got a 3.5 with, it ended up not being a big issue with 3.5 with the Cowboys. It didn't really matter because they closed 3.5, but I could have gotten a 4. And then obviously with the Jaguars, got lucky there thanks to Peterson, but I got an 8.5. Ended up closing like 9.5. So I don't want to bet these games too early. Let's let the public do their thing. Let's strengthen the data. Let's follow some of these line moves. And again, sometimes I do a lot of digging late night here when the fiance goes to bed, and I put Metal Pup in her crate and I just kind of screw around with my database. And, you know, is there anything I can find with little nuggets or little stats? So maybe we'll come up with something else here over the next few days. But again, because these numbers are so short, I don't really think there's any point to really bet them now. Let's kind of wait it out. Let's get some injury updates on Mahomes. One thing I did want to mention is the under in Cincy, Kansas City looks pretty sharp. But again, that's maybe Mahomes hobbled if he's upgraded to probable, or he's going to play no matter what I would expect. But if you get a better injury, kind of diagnosis here, maybe the total ticks up a little bit more because if he's hobbled, he's less mobile. You know, it hurts the offense, obviously. But did see that total drop. That was four. I saw a total of like 50 down to 47, 47 and a half. I see a 46 and a half. And that would be a pretty sharp under because the under is only getting 32% of bets for Kansas City and Cincy, but 48% of the money. So that's one that I'm kind of keeping my eye out for, the Cincy and KC under. But again, move toward Philly, move toward Cincy. Let's wait these things out. But as of right now, that's where the money is flowing. So there you have it. Another podcast here in the books, episode 749. Reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights pod, if you've cashed 10 straight winning days here, and I'm talking Monday to Friday Market Insights pod days. If that's the case, you got a couple extra pennies in your pocket. You want to make my day, let me know you appreciate the hard work I put in grinding in the arena. If you want to support the team, the hashtag data-driven team, and you want to show the flat earthers that, yes, there is value to betting data. It's not meaningless. It's not BS. It's real. It's important. It's not the end-all be-all, but it is important. You know what you can do to show the team that you're part of the hashtag data-driven crew? Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com. Type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry. How lines are set. How and why they move. How to read line movement. How to locate sharp action. How to place a bet in person or online. How to shop for the best line. How to set up a bankroll management plan. How to place strategic wagers here. Again, that's the whole point of the book. So if you want to pick one up, it would mean a lot. If you already have, thank you, and thank you again. That about does it, guys. Whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, we're about 8 days away, about a week away here from meeting up at the Encore in Boston. Cannot wait for that. Once we get legal here in person on the 31st, I think it's Tuesday at, 10 a.m.? So let's see if I can sneak my way out to the Encore and place, a Stanley Cup wager on the Bruins to win the Cup. Or, of course, out in the desert where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point, or at Circa. Sweat and Sharp Contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew with your feet in the pool at Stadium Swim, getting a victory burger, hanging by the Mega Bar. Whatever the case may be, Mandalay Bay or Superbook, my other two books that I love to go to when I visit Vegas. Whatever the case may be, you're going to walk up to me, and you're going to show me over the weekend a beautiful Jaguars ticket. The Wires, not Jaguars. Jaguars ticket with the points. Do not show me a Dak Prescott ticket. Complete fraud imposter. But maybe you faded the trendy dog and you took the Philadelphia Eagles there. Show me that ticket. But guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book so that Sharp Contrarian plays all night long. I wish you the best luck, everyone. Have a fantastic Monday. I'll be back on tonight for primetime bets here with Tim Murray and Sean King. I'll get you some updates there on the championship games, as well as maybe fit in an update here on one of these college hoops games. But that about does it. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. Smart money was on the Bills. They lost straight up. It's going to happen. But here's the thing. Anything can happen in a one-off. But if you consistently play the sharp side over the course of, you know, your entire life or 1,000 bets or more, you're going to win more than you're going to lose. I can guarantee you that. Again, there's no such thing as a guarantee, but I can guarantee you that, because guess what? That's why they call it smart money. Because even if it wins or loses, you can tell the books respect smart money because they're forced to move the odds right after they take in that sharp action. But again, if we can find that sweet spot, games that fit our model, we can be selective and disciplined against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value. If we can do that, we're going to be successful sports bettors. So enjoy the sweats, everyone. Big college hoops night, some NHL, some NBA, and we'll continue to monitor these championship game numbers here as we get closer and closer to Championship Sunday. But anyway, guys, have a great day. Good luck. Do not forget to tip your ticket writer. And as always, hope we can cash some tickets tonight, because the Godfather VSIN, as he likes to say, cashing tickets, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.